KJL.
W-8-E-A-P, KJL, how's it going, Eric?
Yeah, doing okay. What's going on with you? Just got up. Happy New Year's and all that. I don't know how good I'm making into the repeater here. I'm on HT coming in through the Romeo.
Oh, you're doing just fine. How do I sound?
Yeah, pretty much full quieting, too. Looks like it's pretty clear outside. I'm looking out the window. Yeah. So, do anything exciting last night or no?
Nah, I went to bed about 10:30, quarter to 11. I just couldn't stay up any longer. I mean, being in bed between that time, so my body said, hey, go to bed.
Yeah, I'm actually at a rehab center right now, recovering from a back surgery. So, yeah, I sleep off and on all day, a couple hours here, a couple hours there. So, not on a regular sleep schedule, that's for sure. So, that's about it. Yeah, I figured I'd bring my HT. I got my phone, too, obviously, and that way I can get into DV switch, so I can pretty much hit anywhere I want to hit with my phone or my HT.
So you had knee surgery or something last year, now you have back surgery. So how long are you off for this time?
No, I had hip surgery in June. No, this is a spinal fusion. Yeah, I'll be out for 3-4 months. Yeah, this is a bad one. I got to learn how to walk again and learn how to climb stairs. It's pretty bad, but I had to get it done. So I'll probably be here for at least another few weeks or until I can walk up and down stairs. They live in a condo, second floor, so got to be able to go up and down stairs and, you know, get out of bed by myself, which right now I'm pretty much dependent on dependent on people for everything pretty much right now.
Gotcha. Which rehab center are you at in Romeo? I used to live there.
It's called Wellbridge, 32 in Van Dyke. It's like in a neighborhood.
Oh, I know where that's at. Well, now that I know that, maybe one day I'll stop by on the way to work or way home from work and visit you if you're going to be in there for a bit.
Yeah. So they've been working me pretty hard with physical therapy during the afternoon, but I think maybe after dinner, maybe the next week or so, after dinner I might stay in the common area, you know. But right now, I just haven't had any visitors yet. I'm just too rough. And, you know, I'm pretty well medicated right now. So. Yeah, I'd say maybe in a week or so, I might start having some visitors up. Besides, you know, my family comes up here, but, you know, no one else has been up here yet. It's just going to take a long time, man. It sucks. But at least it's getting done in the winter. You know, I'm recovering in the winter. Hopefully in the spring I'll be doing better.
You know, you just take it easy then. And you fill up the visitors and I'll stop by. Just work yourself in getting better there. Happy New Year to you.
No problem. How does this H3 knocking on a Kid Radio H3. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Sounds good to me. I'm playing with the DM32 by Balfang.
Yeah. Everyone had their doubts, but one friend of mine got one, and then we all got them. So, yeah, that is probably one of the best radios, especially when they're on sale for $50 now, $55 or whatever. Actually, the 17, the DM1701, can load the OpenGD77 firmware, along with a few other radios. But the Balfang doesn't, but it's got a lot of secret menus in the programming software where you can adjust frequency, squelch, and estimate your threshold, power level, all kinds of cool stuff. So, yeah, it's turning out to be one of my favorite radios. So, once they dropped it down to like $55, everyone started getting them.
Yeah, I got the Balfang DM1701 also. So, got a couple of them. I got my 525G Cisco phone, but I'm still having issues with hands over IP. I got the VoIP working, but not the the other part of it. So I got to take it over to Wally and see if he can take a look at it for me. See if he comes up with an idea of what I'm missing.
Yep. I also got the Redivis RT3S, and I got the TYT9600. It's cool because I can use the same code plug on three different, totally different same code plug. Yeah, I got the 525 Cisco phone too, so I haven't had any problem. I got like three of them. I haven't had any problem. So what kind of problem are you having with it? And did it ever work?
It's brand new, but it's, for some reason it's not getting out on the internet. I know that the internet is open because my VoIP works. So I don't know why the hands over IP isn't working unless I got a bad registration on it.
Yeah, it's probably something simple. But I'm not at home right now, although I have you email me here. Screenshot of your configuration, and I can take a look at it. You know, but, yeah, I even got the original audio code, the single line phone. I got one of those, and I got three of the 525s. One for home, one for the car. One is a portable. You know, I just set up to connect to my phone hotspot, and I just run it off a little. Little power bank. It's pretty good. It only draws like about 500 or 600 milliamps, so it'll run a long time on a battery. So, yeah, I was curious about its current address. So if you ever wondered, it draws less than an amp, so not too bad.
Yeah, I'll check it out. If not, I'll probably just request another extension from Hands Over IP. Gear log one or two, so maybe I'll crest another extension and try that.
WEAP, yeah, no, I also have a conference room extension too, by the way. Like I said, don't have it here. I didn't think about bringing that phone. I could bring that phone and plug it into a wall wart and run it, but yep. And I also got VoIP.ms too, like a regular landline service as well. So yeah, I like it. And I got the Sidekick, or this, what they call it, the box that goes, the additional dialer box that connects to the side of it, Sidecar.
Yeah, the Sidecar, yeah, I got one on hold over at KAWUO, so I got to grab it from him. It's from Sean, so. But I want to get the unit first, and then I'll play with it from there. All right, dude, I'll bet you Lucy can get some relaxation there. You know, you need to heal. So I assume when you're ready for visitors, I'm always on SBI, you know that. So I'll say 73 on your final and let you get some nap time in there. KCKGO.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I definitely sound different on that new radio. What do you, before you go, what radio do you have? You definitely sound a little bit different.
Well, this is a DM32 ball frame, and I have, I picked up a Yaesu FTM310, with a PRASP. So, I just got done programming that with system fusion in it, so I have that to put back in my truck. And then, yeah, I got, like I said, I got the 1701, I got the Retevis RT3, I got the TYT MD9600 in the minor view with that. And I got a couple other HP center on here somewhere.
Yeah, you got all the radios that, isn't it funny that all of us didn't know each other, you know? Our little group, as you want to call it, all the same radios. Except I got 40 other HTs. Last I counted, I had 42 HTs. That's after I sold like 7 of them to a friend of mine. But, yeah, it's funny. Anyhow, you sound good. Definitely sounding good. And, we'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm going to probably take a nap for a bit. I think they're going to come get me around 11:30 or 12, so. All right, nice talking to you. Have a good one. WAEAP.
All right, Eric. Rest well. Heal well. And I'll catch you later on. 73, KCKZO. KCKGO, what's going on, Dakota?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I got your Retevis all programmed.
Did you just use a regular K connector cable?
Yeah, I had a TYT cable and I programmed just fine with OpenGG77. Really didn't do a lot to it. I just changed the open spot and the all-star node connection, and of course then my radio ID, put all that in there. Works just fine.
Well, good. I'm happy to hear that. I have the cable for you whenever I see you next. And yeah, like I said, that thing was pretty set up for the area and everything else you want to do other than those couple things you needed to change, like the hotspot nodes and the DMR ID.
Yeah, I got all that taken care of. How's this radio sound? I'm on a DM32.
You're a little quiet, but that could just be me. I haven't driven this truck in like a week, so I just forgot what the radio sounds like in it. But you're coming in fine.
Cool beans. All right, I'm going to jump. I've got to get ready here. I got to go see mother-in-law over at the nursing home. You up with family, so. But I'll be out and about. 73 in your final, KCKGO.
Alrighty, I'm going to help my dad cut up some trees that went down last week in that ice storm. Alright, happy New Year to you and your family. I'm sure I'll catch you later. NATBF.
73 KCKGO. 38NSB.
I'm not the kind of girl who gives up just like that. Go ahead, process it.
NAWRO,
go ahead.
Sorry about that, Ben. Here it goes, did it. I hit the wrong button. Hey, you are. Jump over to KY1. I just want to make sure I'm on the DM32. I want to make sure that the KY1 is in that program properly.
Copy that. You were just on the warrant, Peter. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Clayton Township, picking up my brother-in-law, and I'm going to go see Grandma.
Copy that. QSY Statewide 1, NAWRO.
2220. At AQDF.
Good afternoon, Dakota.
Good afternoon. Did you just have a timeout timer there real quick?
Yeah, it sure sounded that way.
I can honestly say I've never heard that noise.
Yeah, that happened once before. There's a little thing that flashes on the screen that says, does it say TBSD or ST or something? usually it's hard for me to know that. Well, it's like I said, it's happened twice, but I'm all freaked out waiting for the noise to quit.
Are you on an HT or is that your 578?
No, this is a D168 HT out on the porch.
Okay, it's a little hemitone. That's weird. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, and I was only that only been keyed up for, what, 5 seconds? 56?
I wonder if Mr. Google knows what that acronym means.
Yeah, I'll have to try and look it up if I can remember it by the time I get down there. So how are you doing, staying warm?
I'm actually a popsicle right now. I was just cutting trees up at my dad's house. That ice storm last week took down like 4 or 5 of them, a couple pear trees and a big pine tree. And I never really invested in cold weather work gear. All my money went into camo. And I'm out here in jeans and a Carhartt jacket. It's a little bit cold for that. Truck says 18 degrees.
Holy cow, yeah, well, supposedly with the wind chill, it's down in single digits there.
I mean, I was moving and stuff, so I was throwing trees and logs and whatever, sticks, running a chainsaw, so it's not like I was just standing there or sitting there freezing, but it's definitely not warm. My legs are a bit chilled, but I'm all right, back in the truck, heading home. Happy New Year, hope you had a good holiday. And I'm playing hooky tomorrow, so I don't know what they'll be doing then.
Yeah, I was sound asleep when the New Year came in. Actually, a few hours before that. I kind of forgot about it. It wasn't no big deal to me. Except now my prescription, what do they call it, shoot. Anyway, usually right around August or September, my deductible, I reach a deductible, and my prescriptions are free. But as of today, the deductible starts over again. So not all good news on the first day of the new year.
Yeah, that makes two of us. I was on my computer at about 9 o'clock. I jumped off that thing and got in bed, and I'm pretty sure I was sleeping by 10. And I didn't quite follow that. You said the scripts are no longer free?
Yeah, throughout the year after I've paid so much in a copay kind of thing, I meet the deductible kind of thing, and then after that, the scripts are free. So I've been enjoying that for the last few months kind of thing. But, now they start over today.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. You're deductible, so now you got to start fresh. How long into the year does it usually take for you to hit that?
Usually around September. It just depends on how many, if they had any, or, you know, kind of thing. But, yeah, usually by September, so the last two or three, couple months there, it's all free.
You got a solid 9 months to go.
I'll be lucky if I make it that long. I've been on borrowed time for quite a while. And I hope you hear me all right. I'm going through the TC8LTS down in Detroit there with this high water.
You're doing all right. I can hear you. You're a little light, but I'm just par for the course with an HD. But you're perfectly readable.
Yeah, usually if I'm going to talk to anybody over on the FBI there, I usually jump on the clear note there and hook up with either Detroit or Warren.
No, you're doing just fine. You don't have any noise, really, or any dropping. You're just a little quiet. So I'd say it's working.
So you've been out at all after any varmints, coyotes especially?
Sadly, I have not hunted at all. Last time I hunted was, I think it was still November. Maybe. Can't remember. There was snow on the ground, but that doesn't really help. No, I've not hunted much. I'm trying to get out this weekend. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know yet. Maybe today. My dad was just telling me he's got a bunch of deer running through his backyard. So we both got crossbows, and he's got a two-story pole barn that we can sit in. But we're trying to get out here soon. I still got a couple tags I got to fill.
Oh, a nice pole barn out of the wind would be very nice.
At this point, when it's this cold, that's the only option is a enclosed blind, either a barn like that, or got my buddy's property. He's got heated box blinds, and then the orchard that my dad hunts, he's got two heated blinds there. So you will not see me in a tree stand or out in the open until next spring or fall.
Yeah, I always drug around one of those pop-up outhouse blinds. They're pretty light, quick and easy to throw up. They keep the wind and the weather off you kind of thing. And if it got really, really bad, the bucket I'd sit on, I'd put a little bit of heater, kind of a heater in that bucket. And, it'd kind of come up to your butt there and then out the sides. And, I could at least keep my hands warm.
I was just telling my dad I'm usually done by this point in the season. I'm tagged out, but I've been so busy I haven't had time. And now I'm into the late season, and I never really bought any late season camo either. So I'm in a little bit bad situation here. I get cold, so I gotta have a heater. Those little mini Mr. Buddies are a lifesaver.
Yeah, long ago on my very first archery hunt, October 1st up north, and I thought, well, you know, it's October, it's going to be a little chilly in the morning, and I'll be peeling off clothes during the day. Wrong. It was like 18 degrees in the tree stand, and the wind was blowing like, I don't know, 15, 20 mile an hour or something. It was cold, and I shivered in the tree there for a couple hours until the sporting goods store in town opened up, and I climbed down out of there and went into town. Started buying every heavy winter stuff I could buy there. So ever since then, I got a pile of winter stuff hardly any other clothes, but I sure got plenty of stuff to wear in the winter.
I've really got to step it up in that department. I just texted my wife a little bit ago. I said, we're going to Tractor Supply because I need bibs and beanies and all kinds of crap. I don't have any of it. I had some, and then we moved at end of 24, and it all vanished. I don't know where the hell it went.
Oh, yeah, I know how that goes. I've made many moves in my life, and it seems like lots of stuff disappears on those moves.
Yep, they disappeared into the abyss, no idea where the hell they went, so now I got to rebuy, which I hate doing, because I'm one of those people that if I like something, I keep it forever, especially, you know, clothes, not like there's resale value in them, but I am pulling in the driveway, I'm going to get inside, take a hot shower and warm up a bit, so I hope you have a happy new year, and I'm sure I'll catch you here soon. I'll be clear of yours, NACBS. Happy new year.
Hey, Sean, happy new year to you, too. And Dakota, you take care. Have a good one there. And if you get any free time, hop on YouTube. There's supposedly a whole bunch of new gun laws going into effect right now. And there's some new stuff in Michigan, too, so you might want to check into that. I got to check it out myself. Have a good one, KEAWOJ. Sean, how are you doing, young man?
All right, we'll see you, Dakota. I know he was home, jumping out. I'm doing pretty good. I just heard you guys chat and thought I'd jump in there with a Happy New Year. And we'll have to look at those. Are they good, or are they moving in the right direction on those new laws, or, you know, which way are they going? But fanatic that I am, you might be surprised at the things I find acceptable. Happy New Year, Sean. Sorry, I was back into the driveway. All right, guys, have a good day. NACBS.
Yeah, I've done some quick you want to call it, previews, too. They haven't watched the whole videos there, but a lot of it's good. The Supreme Court's been really, like, they made a 180 turnaround there, and they've been actually following the Constitution now, made all kinds of really good stuff. But some of the states have decided that they're not going to cooperate. As far as I know, at the moment, 9 states have completely outlawed AR-15s, so Michigan might be right behind them pretty soon.
Really? What's going to happen? What's going to happen to us outlaws that have an assortment? Let's just say.
Well, the way I understand it now, they're defining anything that can hold more than, 15 rounds or 10 rounds in a semi-automatic and any kind of a pistol grip, any one of those, not all three of them together, as an assault weapon, and that's what they're trying to get rid of.
Another feel-good law, like the 96 AWB. Everybody felt so good. Slapping themselves on the shoulder. What a great job we did. Changed nothing. They just said, okay, well, we'll make them this way. They'll look this way now, but they will functionally be identical to the ones that you were slapping yourself about, Banny. Another one of those, eh?
Yeah, I was trying to find, it seemed like a couple of years back I saw somebody was selling a wood stock deal, the back end for ARs that got rid of the pistol grip, so I was kind of looking for that, but it really doesn't matter because it holds a magazine that will hold up to 30 rounds kind of thing, so that puts it out anyway. So. It also makes an awful lot of handguns suddenly illegal kind of thing. It's weird because I remember reading a story about a town down south somewhere that the same feel-good kind of thing, and they banned any weapons in their township kind of thing. And they put signs up at the edge of the township, weapons-free township kind of thing. Yeah, and the crime rate went through the roof.
Well, we'll have to see. I've not heard anything. I think if they were going to be that draconian about things, it'd be all over the news. I can't be that out of the loop where I haven't heard nothing. But, it still makes me wonder, so what about me? You know, is my stuff now contraband and I have to turn it in without compensation? Or, I mean, they better have a plan for how they're going to take millions of these things out of the hands of law-abiding, upstanding citizens without, you know, alienating their rights. You can't just take something from somebody without compensation. But not that I would be happy with that, but I mean, it seems like there's a lot if they're going to move down that role that we don't understand. Is there going to be a grandfather thing like there was with the 86? You know, and then, you know, so, and that just, you know, those are actually good for those of us with a good selection because, you know, our stuff now quadruples in price, you know, so all my pre-ban stuff is now, you know, worth gold. So it depends on, you know, how they implement it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I was just going to say something about the grandfather clause. In the past, that's always kept a lot of us, you know, out of trouble there, you know. And fairly, it's still happy. But it seemed to me I ran across one of those with some of the new laws that said the grandfather stuff didn't apply. But, you know, I'm not sure. There's so many of them now. There's an awful lot of the videos with the gun law stuff. Some of them apply only to states. Some of them are nationwide kind of thing. So it's kind of hard to keep up.
All right. Well, I'll do a little Googling to see if I hear anything. If you hear anything solid, because there's a lot of disinformation, too. A lot of chicken little. If I had a dollar for every time somebody says, oh, if this happens, then this is going to happen, and that never happens. You know, the thing happens, and then the thing they said would happen as a result never happens. Almost all the time. If every threat I've heard, you know, whether it be people saying, oh, if Obama gets it, we're going to this, or if Trump wins, we're going to that. And none of that stuff ever really happens. Reasonable people just shake their head and go, oh, my God. But I don't want to get political.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I got sucked into some of that disinformation there. There was a video by some internet engine company, you know, outfit there that supposedly came up with a, what's it called, I can't remember the name for it, but the internet power kind of thing, you know, they came up with this little system, and they had a nice little video about it, and all seemed on the up and up kind of thing, you know, and I was like getting all excited, man. I found out in some other videos that it was all a farce.
Yeah, and with AI and everything these days and the production value of some of this junk that's hitting the internet, and then when you've got rogue players, you know, from other countries that are just looking to seed, you know, to fuel dissension and here, you know, it's good for them. If they can make us, you know, divide us into us and them here, they just sit on the sidelines and laugh. And they spend billions, you know, doing this. They've got teams of people looking to make this stuff, you know, super high quality, using, and with AI now, my God, we're being bombarded at a level we can't process correctly. And they successfully have got us to not trust any source that doesn't agree with what we previously believed before reading the source. Literally, just watch. That's what it is. That is a common, you know, I have to think that this comes from external, and they are just laughing their ass off. So, but whatever.
Well, you're absolutely right. Plus, you got every Joe Blow around the world now making money on YouTube. By making any claims, you know, they put a picture and they kind of violate copyright. They copy a movie, then they rename it, and then and then they put the film that's up there, you see, with Clint Eastwood in it, Yul Brynner, and all these, you know, very famous movie stars. And then you go there to check it out, and there ain't a one. And there ain't a one of them in the movie, they kind of think. They still get paid for it.
Don't forget about the stimulus checks that we are going to get every other week now, too. And the bad thing is that our news, our wonderful news syndicate actually fall for it and put it on their news reports as real. It's ridiculous now. Can't think BLX, just thought I'd throw that in there. Good afternoon, guys.
Yeah, it's crazy. They get people all worked up over stuff, and then when it does or doesn't happen, they, you know, then they get all worked up about why it didn't happen. The whole thing was a farce in the first place, you know. Instead of just, you know, shaking our heads collectively and saying, why do we believe these people? We're mad at the people that didn't. If you liked the thing that was proposed, we're mad at the people that they allege killed it, even though it wasn't ever really a thing. Or if you're against it, you know, now you're against the people who supported it, even though it was fake, you know. And it's like, so they got their goal, you know. They got us all just wound up like little, they play us like violins, man. It's embarrassing. Anywho, let's not do this. Happy New Year. It's a new year. Everything's going to be great now. We're all going to get wise to the evil ways of the internet and AI. Ain't that right, Rick?
Absolutely right, and just to change the subject here, I am all of a sudden getting these, I'm on this Anytone D168 out on the porch here, and all of a sudden I get this loud beep, and a little screen pops up and says, TVST stop. I have no idea what that means, so I'm going to have to look into that, but I thought you might know what that is.
Well, what was that again? You said it said TV something. What? Give me those characters again, maybe phonetically, because I'm not sure I got it.
Yeah, TVST, Tom Baker, Sugar Tango, I guess.
Wow, I can't even guess what that might be. You say it pops that up on your screen, it beeps, and do you drop transmit or something?
Yes, and apparently the other end, like when I heard the code on there, I jumped on to say hello, and I was on a bike. I'd been teed up about 5 seconds, and bam, he said, what in the world was that?
KF8BLX, comment.
Go ahead.
You know, according to the Google AI, that is your tone burst stopping. So there is an issue with the 1750 hertz tone burst function. So maybe you just want to change that to a different setting on there. Because basically what it's doing is it's closing off the repeater.
Yeah, that makes sense. Tone burst. We don't run that here. That's a European thing, so if you got tone burst turned on in your code plug, you want to turn that off.
Yeah, I have seen that in the settings, but it seems like it's always set at whatever it was, 1750 or something like that. I've always just left it alone, but this is the first time I've had any problem with it. And any problems I have seem to happen on this particular radio. My radios are usually pretty good, and this is the first one where I get a little bit of a bit error on digital.
All right, I just found a legitimate news source talking about Michigan changes to the gun laws for 2026 starting today. So this looks like it's mostly safe storage and red flag laws, but we'll have a look. Have a look-see.
I'm sorry, Sean. Apparently I doubled with you.
Oh, no, I was just, I'm on YouTube, and I found a fairly reliable source, you know, just news, not no nothing political. And they got a little thing on gun laws going into effect today. It sounds like it's mostly red law and safe storage type stuff, but I haven't viewed it yet. I'm going to get to that, see if there's anything more significant or anything nefarious about, you know, the storage or not the red flag. Because, you know, sometimes the details can be, you know, can be in the details, you know, so give it a once over. All right, guys, Happy New Year. Thanks for the info, and enjoy. W8FU, be back.
Okay, have a good one.
Happy New Year to you. Have a good rest of your day. KF8BLX.
What's going on with CCW stuff? Apparently a lot of CCWs are becoming invalid today or something like that. The Supreme Court making, you want to call it, registration and all the other stuff illegal. It's weird. Like you say, we got to wait and see what goes on. Anyway, have a good one there, and be safe in your travels. KEWJ.
WDAKLL.
KF8
DIC. Detroit Rock City. How you doing, Jack?
Good New Year. I'm doing fine. How about you?
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. Yeah, we're doing great. We just got done dusting off the driveway and shoveling off the deck and so forth and get a little exercise and fresh air. What about you?
No, I have not been outside, but I got to go outside and clean up a little bit out there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. At least the wind's not howling. So, yeah, I get some good fresh air out there, and not too much snow, probably about an inch and a half on the driveway and a truck. And I played a little radio this morning. 10 was open, huh?
Yeah, 10 was open, and a lot of them from Italy, Italian the radios, they were like hell out there this morning. I don't know what it was, but sounds like they have a big holiday there in Italy. Everybody came in from there.
Yeah, they're coming in from Belgium, Sweden, Germany, Italy, France. Yeah, they were quite a few, Portugal even. But, yeah, 10 was open. Yeah, I stayed on 10 all morning and then switched over to 20. Hunted a little bit of POTA, but, yeah, that's about it on this end.
Yeah, I was talking to 5 guys from Italy. I don't know, but and 2 of them I couldn't get to the coastline, but the 5 guys in Italy, I got 3 of them in. But they were all from Italy. I don't know how far they were there or anything.
Okay, yeah, usually when you put the call sign in that World Radio League, it'll tell you where they're at on the map, and that'll show you exactly where they're at.
You know what else to show you is the miles. And I see that on the right side. Show the miles, too.
Yeah, yeah, Italy's about 4,500 miles from Michigan.
Yeah, but too bad there's water in the middle. Otherwise, I would have drive to Italy.
Well, you can always swim, Jack.
Yeah, just like that one. Jack and Jill, they were swimming and they ain't got nowhere.
Jack and Jill went up the hill. both with $1.25. Joe came down with $2.50. There you go.
That's right. Whatever it is, I couldn't get to it.
Yeah, well, you got there over the airways.
Hi, Greg. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. I got to get me something to eat here. See what's in your cooler. Get it out. Cook it and all that stuff. And I will talk to you a little bit later. I will listen out for you. KF8DRC.
All right, Jack, good talking with you. We'll chat with you later on. KF8DRC WD8KLL, we'll be clear.
Microphone must have really been something, but no, you sound really good.
Well, funny as it sounds, I'm on that Baofeng DM32. I'm going to get a trial run here. I just programmed it all last night, charged it, played with it today. I'll have my Fusion back in my truck tomorrow. I just downloaded a bunch of frequencies on it, analog and digital Fusion, so we'll see how that runs tomorrow. Very good. I'm going to send you a link for the zombie stuff. You probably already have the repeaters already set in your radio, but just in case you don't, I'll send you the link. I've been writing some documentation for stuff like that because the zombie alert's got a new reflector up. So. It's going to be fun stuff to try out. All right, I'm going to let you go here. I got to find something to eat before I pass out. I've been programming all day. KF8S. All right, take it easy, Dave. Don't let your trigger get too low. Yeah, send me that link in Discord, and then I'll email it to my Gmail or something. Or you can send it to my Gmail. That's QRZ. So, all right, Sunny, for you now, KF8S.
KEATFM.
FM.
Happy New Year, Davian. How you doing?
Happy New Year. I'm doing good. Doing real good. My son and I are just driving up north. I gotta go pick up parts from a customer tomorrow in Traverse City, and then we're gonna stop somewhere, I think Higgins Lake, and we're gonna go do some ice fishing, so... So we're heading up doing that now.
Alrighty, well, drive safe. The roads are a little slick, a little deceptive because, you know, there ain't that much on them. But they are slippery. But I'm sure you will. Sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, it should be. It's kind of nice to get out of the house. I mean, I kind of look back the last week and a half we've been off. We've just all been kind of cooped up in the house, and so it's kind of nice to get out and see something a little bit different here before reality comes back on Monday.
Yeah, that's me. I'm off till Monday, then it's the grind. Back to the grind. Of course, there's quite a string of bank holidays in the early part of the year to help us cope. It's not perfect, but I took tomorrow off, first day of the new year, so I wasn't hoping to burn one up this early, but I didn't have any carryover from last year I could use. Burnt those all up. All right, anyhow, we're not far from home. We're just making the final approach here, and I heard you, and I wanted to make sure we said Merry Happy New Year, and wish you gonna tell you to be safe. W8FU after yours.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'm over on the BERT repeater, so I don't know how much rope I got left here anyway before I switch to the up north ones. But yeah, have a good new year. I wish you an awesome 2026, and enjoy the rest of your night. And I'm sure we'll chat before Monday. So take it easy and enjoy your evening. KEATFM, I'll be monitoring.
KE8VSI, good evening, Sean. Davian, where are you headed to? I just tuned in.
Good evening, Gray. Happy New Year. Yeah, we're heading up to the cabin in Mayo right now, and then tomorrow morning I got to pick up some parts from a customer to get in Traverse City, so I gotta grab those, and then my son and I are gonna sneak out and do some ice fishing. I think Higgins Lake is where we'll stop the fish, but once I get up, I'm gonna kind of read the ice report and see where the best shot is of fishing tomorrow. So that's the plan anyway. Quick trip. We'll be home by tomorrow night.
All right, very good. I'm assuming the roads are all good at this point. Didn't see much activity today. Got my stuff all cleared last night, my driveway and sidewalk and whatnot. Glad I did it because it was much colder today. So, all right, well, safe travels, and I'll be monitoring here for a little bit. I did get that radio out of the box and all programmed up. It works perfect. Cute little radio. I've never had one, so I like it. KEATVSI.
Yeah, I was able to, I finished up my, that question on the FT8 that I put on Discord with the new grid square, downloading my QRZ log and putting that in the ADI for JST worked perfectly. Now all the colors and everything are working like they're supposed to, so I was able to get that done today, so that was my project for today at least. So All right, well, nice chatting with you. We'll talk to you later. KE8TFM, I'll be monitoring.
Oh, yeah, I saw that you got that resolved on Discord there, and we didn't bring that up when we were talking. Yeah, you got to have that ADIF right in the directory there. And then if for any reason you get any other FGA contacts from a different thing other than WSJT, you got to re-import that. But you'll probably be fine for now because it'll log them all at this point going forward. So, yep, exactly. I didn't even consider that. I don't know why because, yeah, that's definitely a factor there. But I'm glad you got it working. So now it's displaying things the way you like it to. So that's cool.
Yeah, as long as I got Grid Tracker open, I got a desktop now next to my radios at home, so it's not like the computer will be floating for POTA work or anything. So it'll probably just stay synchronized all the way around. So yeah, it was good. It was driving me crazy. Yeah, I really wasn't too concerned about it, but then it started irritating me one day. I want new grid to be a new grid. So. But yeah, at least it's resolved. The forum was pretty helpful, so there's they were very quick to respond and give me help with that. So yeah, so that was good. All right, well, I'll let you get going. I'll keep monitoring out here though. So take it easy. Have a good night. We'll talk to you later. KE8VFM.
All right, be safe. KE8VFM.